In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna in 18th chapter that anyone who gives this wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita to others, those who are not envious to the devotees, that they will, they're the dearest to him on this planet. There's no one who's more dear than those. So Lord Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Here we have the Bhagavad Gita scene. Also here, another form. That we could all get the Bhagavad Gita. But ultimately it's important for someone to share that, to explain the meaning. Bhakti, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada was a wonderful example. After leading his material life, side by side practicing his Krishna consciousness, his Bhakti Yoga, he brought the Bhagavad Gita to the West, and then he distributed that. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had predicted 500 years ago, Pativite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram Sarvata Pracharite Hoive Mornam, that in this entire world, as many towns and villages as there are, my holy name, my message and holy name will be spread. So in order to fulfill this prediction, His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, even though he was alone, he went by ship, ocean ship. Now everybody has so many budget airlines, discount airline, so everybody can fly. But he went by ocean ship, not an ocean liner, not a cruise ship, but a cargo ship, Scindia steamship, what do you call it? Yeah, Scindia Shipping Company had given him a passage. So he landed alone in Boston and then New York, and he was spreading this message of the Bhagavad Gita. So this way, one person from India had brought the message to the Western world and had made a spiritual revolution, changed the history of the world, so that people could know what is the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavat Puran. So His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of course, he came back again here to London. And he met, at that time, he met John Lennon and George Harrison and the Beatles. There were some recordings. He had, we had the Bury Place, the center, and then later Soho Street and the Bhaktivedanta Manor in Watford. This is Srila Prabhupada's sacrifice, that he wanted to bring the Bhagavad Gita alive to everyone. So one of the important things is that when Arjuna was in difficulty, was in confusion, he asked Krishna to guide him. He told Krishna that, I am your disciple. You be my master. You teach me. Now before they were friends, the Leela, Krishna was coming down as cowherd boy in Vrindavan, then a king in Dwarka. And Arjuna was his cousin, brother, and his friend. So friends have very light talks with each other. Your friend may say, you do this, you do that. You may, ah, I don't want to do that. You take it lightly. But if the guru tells you, you should do this, you take it seriously because he's guru. So now Arjuna was confused, so he wanted to know what to do. And so he was telling Krishna that you be the guru and I will follow you. Because I'm confused now. So the Bhagavad Gita was very much relevant for Arjuna to solve his problem, to end his confusion. So 5,000 years ago, it was relevant, and it's still relevant today. So one of the important things for spreading Krishna consciousness, spreading the message basically of Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavad Gita, the Puranas, how to make those teachings relevant to the people who are getting the teachings. If they feel it's something from the past that doesn't relate to them now, then what will be the use? They need to know that this is very much relevant. It's a timeless. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Komaram Jovanam Jara Dehantara Prapti Adhidas Tatana Muyati. We grow from the youth body, childhood body, to youth body, to old age body. We are changing our body. That happened 5,000 years ago. But today it's not happening anymore. We're going from childhood to youth to old age. Here we see the people at different stages. Some are little children, some are young people, some are middle age, some are older age. So it seems that it's still happening even today. The Bhagavad Gita said, just as we change our body from childhood to youth to old age, at time of death we also change our body, the Atma and the Sukha Sarir leave the body and again take birth. The idea is that we are already changing with Atmas in the heart region, here they are shared, Dunatishtati, but the body is changing. At some point the change is more drastic where we leave this body and go to a new one. But since we've already changed our body so many times, what's the difficulty in understanding? So if it's relevant to people, then they can understand it, take it more deeply. So in the Vedas there's different sections. Like the four Vedas is the Karma Kanda. This is telling us how to do the Sat Karmas and to get the good karma, the Subha Karma. Then there's Upanishads, they tell us about difference between the soul, the Atma and the body. the eternal and the temporary. This is called Gyanakonda. Then in the Puranas, it tells us how to worship the Supreme Lord. This is called Upasana Kanda. It's like Parvati asked Mahadev, and there are so many different kinds of worship. Which puja, which worship is most recommended for us? Then Lord Shiva, he said, Aradhananang sarvesham Vishnuradhanang param Tasmat padattanam devi tadiyanam samarchanam. That of all the different kinds of worship, the worship of Vishnu is param, is supreme. And with one exception, my dear goddess, those things connected to Vishnu, worship of them is even superior. So in this Upasana Kanda now, we are experiencing the month of Vaishak. And today is the 10th, on the 8th of May was the beginning of Chandan Yatra in Jagannath Puri, where the deity is covered with sandalwood pulp and taken to the Narendra Sarovara, and they have boat festival. This boat festival we're also doing in Mayapur. It's a very beautiful festival. We do in a smaller way, but those temples that have kundas or sarovaras, they can do this type of boat festival. Because now in India it's quite warm, maybe 38, 40 degrees centigrade or more even. Fahrenheit, I lost track. 100 plus. So taking the Lord out for a spin on the river and the lake, very cooling breeze. So we do this kind of worship. Sometimes we do Ganga Puja. Because the Ganga is connected to Krishna. It's his Charanamrit. Trivikram touched the edge of the universe and the water touched to bathe his foot. That water was taken and caught in the head of Lord Shiva and brought down to Gomukh, to the Gangotri, and down from the Himalayas. Bhagirathi combines with Alakananda at Devaprayag and flows down through Rishikesh, Hardwar, down to Prayag and down to the Bay of Bengal through the pass going Varanasi, goes past Mayapur also to the Sagar Island to the Kapil Muni Ashram. So Ganga is also Tadiya. She's not Vishnu. She's a great devotee of Vishnu. She's connected to Vishnu. So worshipping her also gives her a blessing. So up and down the Ganges, there are many places where they're doing the Ganga Puja. Varanasi, Prayag, Hardwar, Rishikesh. In Hardwar to see the Ganga Puja, maybe more than 10,000 people gathered. So this is called Tadiya. Something connected to the Lord. So this is important. It's all, you see how this can solve our daily problems. It's important for us, just like in this country, I think there's taxes. Any taxes you have to pay? Income tax? VAT tax? Congestion tax? Municipal rates? You have to pay tax when you die. I don't know, you're pulling my leg or telling me. So what, if you don't pay, you don't die? Nobody will pay. So, because government is giving us some services, so we have to pay some tax. But Krishna is giving us, Vishnu is giving us so much services, air, light, life. So we owe everything to Him. That's why we're supposed to do some pujas. So there are different things recommend for different ages. In this age of Kali especially, it's recommended that we should chant the holy names. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namaiva Kevalam, Kalova Nasteva, 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 Gachiranyata. In this Kali Yuga, chant the holy names of Vishnu, chant the holy names of Hari, chant the holy names of Hari. There's no other way that's guaranteed to be successful. No other way, no other way. Not karma, not jnana, not yoga. But this bhakti yoga, chanting the holy name, this is specially recommended for the age of Kali. Kali Santana Upanishad, it states, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sodasikam nam nam kali kalma shana shanam nata parata upaya sarva vede shudishyate. These 16 names. Iti sodasikam nam nam kali kalmash nashanam. Kalmash means so many contaminations, difficulties, quarrels. So in Kali Yuga, this is the age of quarrel. Even family members have quarrels, countries have quarrels. So many different kinds of quarrels. You ever had any quarrel in your life? Even amongst family members? And that's why it's important, you see. If we chant the holy name, we create a very positive environment. We come to temples like this, Archa Avataras, Archa Vigrahas are there to worship. It's also recommended Kali Yuga we can chant the kirtans before the deities, the dance. The people feel that change in their life by doing this, then they'll tend to do it more. Ultimately, everybody is an individual and some different people have different priorities, different concerns. If you make friends with people, they may be more likely to listen to you. So establishing some relationship also very helpful. In this calendar year we have 12 months, and once in 3 years we have a leap month, a Purushottam month. That this month of Baishak It's mentioned in the Puranas. Especially I know one pastime mentioned in the Padma Puran. That this month is very good for spiritual and pious activity, especially recommended to chant the names of Krishna, to dance before the deities, to worship the deities. Bathe in the holy rivers. I don't know, you have any holy rivers in London? Is the Thames a holy river? Probably not allowed to swim anyway. But it says that if you chant three times loudly the name of Ganga, then you get within 100,000 yojanas, you can get the benefit of bathing in the Ganges. So how many want to take a quick bath? Ganga!
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 Well, you're all bathed. So, there are many ways to get the mercy. So this Baisakh month, you get 100 times the benefit, also in the month of Damodar. Kartik month, 100 times. Kartik you have to do puja to Damodar, to Krishna. And in this month you can do this chanting and dancing and charity and holy baths and pujas to the deities. Once there was, the Padma Purana mentions that there was a Brahmin. And he was very poor. And he had no children. So he was lamenting. He wanted children. He wanted to have some money. But all his endeavors were fruitless. So he told his wife that I think I'll go to some foreign land, make some money and send it to you. So, but the wife, she was very clever, she said, I have no, we have no money and we don't have any children. And if you go to a foreign land, I won't have a husband either. So better to have you, at least. We're together. He said, anyway, why are you so upset about not having children? There's 5 kinds of children, only one is very good. The other kinds, sometimes you get children because of previous karmas, bad karmas. So you get a child who is there to inflict on you suffering by having a child who's representing the bad karmas you did. Or sometimes you have a child because some enemy wants to come and cause you trouble. That's called the Satru Santan, Karma Santan. Then there's also, sometimes there's a debtor. If you die and you don't pay your debts off, then the people you owe money, they may come as your children, but they want to just take from you. They're very selfish, they don't want to give, they want to take only. So these 3 kinds of children are not very useful. And there's a, what you call Suputra, very good child. They do all the, they serve their parents. After their parents leave, they do the Srad for them. So they're the spiritual or religious children, very good. Suputra, Suputris. Then there's Udasin, 5th kind. They're not interested in our family. They're not against it. They're not for it. They're Udasin, very indifferent. So out of 5, 4 are not so useful, only the 1. So what's the guarantee? What kind of child we'll get? Somehow Krishna's not giving us child. We better not bother. The good thing for children, what kind of children you want to be? Suputra, Suputri, so one or the other. Serve the parents. Like in India, there's no old folk home where they're before. But now that they're approaching us, they want us to make vanaprastha ashram. As the children are not taking care as much as before, the elderly parents. But that was a tradition. Elderly parents would keep the family traditions going, visit their children like that, or they'd have a joint family. Then anyway, he didn't listen, he was still unhappy. So then the wife suggested, why don't you go see Vasishtha Muni? He's a nearby village visiting. He's a great rishi. He knows past, present and future. He can tell you why you're not having children, why you're not getting money. So then he went to see Vasishtha Muni, this poor Brahmin. Paid obeisances, offered him praise. Then he asked, said, I want to have children, I want to be financially sound, but I'm not, what is the problem? The Vasishtha Muni meditated and he said, well, problem is in your previous life you are a businessman, but you are a miser. You didn't take care of your wife. You didn't take care of your children. They're practically starving. Didn't have proper clothing, nothing. So as a result, in this life, you have no money and no children. And they said, well, that makes sense. But how did I get born in a Brahmin family and how did I get such a good wife? She's very sharp, she knows about Shastra, logic, so many. So then he said, well, in your whole life I don't see you doing much good. Only once in the month of Baishak, there were 3 days left, some devotee visited your house and gave you some advice, and for 3 days you practiced some spiritual, religious activities. Because of that, you're born as a Brahmin and you got a good wife. So what can I do now? So I get money and children too. He said, well, now there's 7 days left in the month of Vaishak. Why don't you do some more spiritual activities now? So he did, and then he got children, he got wealth, and at the end of life he went back to Godhead. So you're having a retreat in this month of Baishak, giving everybody 100 times benefit. So sometimes it's also a way of encouraging people to practice. Once I wrote a letter to Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, my guru, that what should we do for this holy month? He said, this holy months are holy days, like they're in the scripture it says you get some bonus, a special mercy. That's to attract the new customers. Like when some shop you go by, 75% rebate. So the regular customer, they're going all the time. So that when there's a rebate, they'll also get. But when you drive by and you see 75% off, you think maybe I'll buy something there. You're attracted, so it's for attracting the new customers. So here on this Baishak you get 99% discount. Who's not going to do it? Only a foolish person. So like this, also Krishna is giving a sale month, rebate. Also Ekadasi, special day, twice in a month is also 100 times the benefit. And there's Baishak, Kartik, and to some extent, I don't know again 100%, but to some extent, Magmas is also special. Radhastami. Like 50,000, 100,000 Ekadasis at the mercy of Radharani. That's one way to attract people. If they already believe in the Vedas, get them to start doing something on the special holy days. Like in this month of Vaishak and Kartik, especially recommend to be vegetarian. So maybe people are not all inclined to be a vegetarian, but okay, 100 times benefit. Remove all the obstacles in my life 1 month, what's the problem? Maybe if they do for the whole month, maybe after that they don't come back. At least they did something, goes to their credit. Like that, there's different offers. So there are different ways, making friends with people, interesting them. We have different parts of India, they like doing different rituals, different practices. South Indians like Vishnu Sahasranam. North Indians like this bhajans, and also some lectures, Ramayana or Bhagavad Puran. I was going in Sri Lanka and I was giving lectures like this, and I was in a Ganesh temple that time. Someone asked, and you're always speaking Bhagavad Puran, Padma Puran, Vishnu Puran. What about Shiva Puran? What about Skanda Puran? Because they're the Tamils, they're more oriented in that way. So then I did a search, all the quotation from Shiva Puran and Skanda Puran. So I found so many quotes actually. Shiva Puran, Lord Shiva says how the name of Krishna is Param Brahma. And he says that if you chant the one name of Ram, it's equal to 100,000 names of Vishnu. Sahasra Nama Tula Vis Eka Rama Nama Varadade. In the Skanda Puran it says, you chant the two syllables. Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Ha!
Ha!
Ri!
Ri!
Hari,
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 Hari.
I said, then you chant that, Vishnu will steal away from you. Yeah, he'll steal away all your suffering, all your misfortune. Is that okay? And you worry there. If he steals away misfortune, suffering, and this type of things, we don't object. Garbage collection is also necessary. So many quotes are there. Maybe not so common, but they are there. And all the Puranas about worshipping Vishnu and worshipping Ram and worshipping Krishna. Sometimes people also, they need to see the Shastra, some of the evidences that can encourage. Different people are convinced by different things. Some people, they just are convinced when they feel happy. When we chant Hare Krishna and have a nice bhajan, we take prasadam, so people are feeling happy. When Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada went to the West, he was telling the Westerners he had a kirtan, dancing, then he had a short class from Bhagavad Gita, and then a feast. So this way, people were enjoying the chanting and the dancing. The philosophy was very relevant for everyone. So that's how he first introduced. And one disciple who was, all the children were away at school in the day, she went out to different apartment box and the condominium, look in the mailbox, who has an Indian name? We know, like Patel, Agarwal, Ghosh, whatever, so many Indian names are there, Hindu names. She'd go and visit and talk to the lady of the house and convince her to sponsor a satsang. Then in her economy, she took her to the other Hindu ladies and then invited her other friends. So in this way, they organized a bhajan in the evening. That time and brought the husband and other devotees. But she did all the groundwork, the pioneer work. Like this, we have a program called Namahata, where the devotees gather together, chant, read the shastra and have some question and answer, and then come have some prasad. So they'd have that after doing that, just some regular satsangs, and then when it became, people liked it, then they made a group, Namahata group. Like this, she made 25 groups alone, one lady, married lady with kids. Or the families at work, children in school, she'd go out and do the pioneer work. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, my Param Guru, Prabhupada's Guru, he had a saying once, he said, Pranachi jar se hetu pochar. Someone who has spiritual life, they have the enthusiasm to do the prachar, to reach out to people and give them Krishna's blessings. So those who have some spiritual life, those who are spiritually not enlivened, they'll find it difficult to reach out. We want to give mercy to Krishna. So when Krishna came down, he was as a cowherd boy, he had his youthful leelas in Vrindavan. He predicted in the Puranas that he'll come down in the Kali Yuga as a devotee. So as a devotee, he had a leela in Navadvip as a young Brahmin boy, bathing in the Ganges, studying the Shastra, later having the Sankirtan. So his advice was, Papi Tapi Jato Chilo Hari Nama Udarilo. All the sinful people get delivered by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. What's also important is if you care about people. Some other religions go to the hospitals, go to the prisons. They go there and they pray for the people, then they convert them. Prabhupada said, we don't convert people, we convince them. We don't speak against other religions, but rather we present the Vedic point of view, Sanatana Dharma, and this way we convince people. But showing that you care, that's also important. So now we have also in ISKCON some special outreach programs. We have the Food for Life program where we give prasadam. We have a prison preaching, prison ministries. In Oregon, in America, there's a big state penitentiary. And some of the devotees have been going there and they got recognized as chaplains to be able to go in and meet the prisoners. So they hold classes. And it's allowed for them to sell beads, small tulsi malas, or japa beads, or neem malas, bale malas, some kind of malas. So they say that they sell along when people come by with the cigarettes and the chocolates and in that cart, they also have the japa mala. They can buy japa mala and they can chant in their cell. So over 100 malas were sold in 1 month. So what people there in the prison, what are they going to do? So encourage them also to chant. Also in India, we're doing in the Tahir jail, Lucknow, Delhi, and all over Tamil Nadu, we're also doing this prison programs. I went to program in the Madras jail, also at the Trichy jail, and the Trichy's ladies jail. So some people, they're there for life. So they're learning the Bhagavad Gita, they're reading, maybe this day they're serving, that's paying off some of their karmas. But if they do devotional service, they can go back to Godhead. All their karmas will be paid. So there are many different outreach programs. Recently I was given an invitation for a program in some church in New Jersey. But I haven't gone yet, but I'll go after the Rath Yatra in New York City. There's some very liberal groups that like to hear different points of view. So we'll give them the Vedic point of view. That's the coin. Also, like as a sannyasi, I'm giving a lecture. But maybe a grihastha may not feel comfortable. Some are good lecturers, some are good speakers. Some may be more shy, but you can also just invite a family to your house, give them some Krishna prasadam. They'll see, oh, these people are having an altar in their home, they have different deities, they're chanting, they're doing their pujas, but they're also grihastha, they have children, they have their job, they have their house, they're happy. So we can also be happy. Why don't we also do this devotional life? So there's two types of grihastha. There's the grihamedi, who are just pursuing the material development, economic development. And there's grihastha ashram, where they put Krishna in the center, put God in the center, and they try to develop side by side with their material needs, their spiritual life. So I'm very glad I heard here we have three namahatas who are meeting here apart from the temple devotees here. Is it how many members of namahatas, satsang groups? That's very good. It shows you're putting a high priority for your spiritual life. We need to side by side with our material life also do the spiritual. It's difficult if we don't do anything spiritual. At end of life we suddenly want to change. One of my disciples is born in father's from Karnataka, Brahmin, but he was working as a migrant in America as a scientist. So his son was born there. He got married to a devotee. And they are doing puja to Radha Krishna in their house. And the father said, no, you're too young. Why are you doing all this puja? Wait till you get old, then do it. He said, we're happy. I have my job, we have our house, but we want to do puja. We find that this is very, gives us a lot of peace. He said, no, they do this when you get old. And then the son told me, when he retired, he went back to India, and his brother asked him, why you always told that when you get old you should do. But now you're old, why you're not doing? Why don't you go to the temples Tirupati Guruvayor Srirangam. He said, I went, but I can't concentrate, I'm not used to it. I'm thinking what to do with all the money I made, with the crores of rupees that I made. Your daughters are married. No, but I still have granddaughters. And that the sons, your sons will see that. But where to keep my money, whether to put in a stock market, whether to put in a bank account, whether to put in a mutual fund, whether to put in a unit trust. In India there are so many options, so I'm sure they have many options here also. Invest in property. I go to the temple, I can't, more than 10-12 seconds, I can't keep my mind on the deity. This is why we don't want to do only till we get old. But some people, when they get old, they can change their gears. But many, it's hard. So that's why while we're young, we should also practice side by side with our material activity. We should be practice chanting the names of Krishna and Vishnu and coming to the temple, like some are coming, doing some puja. Do puja in your house, read the Bhagavad Gita every day. All these things are very important. Then when you retire, you can give more time, that's all right. But you already have a habit. If you just start fresh, it will be more difficult for you. But if you're doing it right through your, from your childhood to your youth, it will be easier. When you're able to retire, then you have nothing else to do so much, you can give more time. Or you can use, also Bhaktivedanta Swami was saying that people work hard. They should give money for their maintenance, they should have money for their family, but they should also have some money to give for the purpose of religion. It's like some pious people bought this building, they're organizing prasad distribution and festival. If people don't give, it's very difficult to do all the spiritual activities. We can individually do, but it's hard to do festivals. This naturally happens when people are spiritually active. So if you're active, that example will inspire others. One of my disciples, like most people work, she's working, and then one day one of the Western work colleagues came and said, I know you're a religious person, you know many things, you have a lot of wisdom. My mother died, I'm feeling very bad. Can you tell me something, how I should deal with this? When people see that you're spiritually strong, when you have a philosophical base, they'll come to you. You'll be also like a guru for them. And then if they get some peace from your instruction, they'll also be convinced you can bring them closer. There's a few tips. So how late do we go? I've been going for an hour now. Madan Mohan Govinda. If you want, I'd also have a... I can show our festivals around the world. Slideshow if you want, or if it's too late, then I can just take questions. Maybe you can introduce some of the Namhad active members. Any questions in the meantime? Yes, sir?
Param in this extended spiritual discourses of this verse,
Brahma Bhuta,
Prasannatma,
Asochati Nakansati, Samasarve Subhutesu Madhbhakti Labhate. So he's talking here about as devotee, Madhbhakta Labhate Param. The devotees, see, there are different types of, like the Gyanis and Yogis, they do. Like even Shankaracharya, he said that if you want to get moksha, you have to be a sannyasi, if you follow Jnana Yoga. But in the process of Bhakti Yoga, you can achieve moksha, you can achieve liberation even as a grihastha. Just like Ambarish Maharaj or Bali Maharaj or so many Maharajas were there, great rishis and brahmins, but they were grihastas. And they also achieved liberation. Because they would use everything in the service of Krishna. So that's called Yukta Vairagya. Where you use the things that Krishna gives you in His service, and by that you're connecting those things to Krishna. So by doing that, then you get filled with spiritual happiness. You're on the transcendental activity. If we do something because we want to help other people, or because we're worshipping the devas, that's in the mode of goodness. If we do something, we give a charity because I want to get something back, that's in the mode of passion. If we just give some beggar some money without any respect, without considering time, place, circumstance, he's going to just use it and buy some wine or something, that's in the mode of ignorance. But if we do something directly in the seva of the Lord, Mad Bhakti Labhate Param, then we can achieve the supreme destination. No suffering, no anxieties. We're doing this as a service. So we're trying to encourage the people. That's why I'm saying that side by side, we're doing things for our material maintenance, which is also authorized by the Shastra. We have to survive. We should also do something for the spiritual upliftment of the ourselves and of the family and of the humanity. By doing that devotional service, we'll be free, very peaceful, free from the anxieties, kankshities, and we'll also achieve the supreme destination.
What about karma yogis?
Karma Yoga is included in Bhakti Yoga. Karma Yoga also means to work for the spiritual purposes, to offer our service, but it doesn't include the puja, doesn't include the japa, puja, archana. Just like, say, somebody comes here and does some kar seva, and they come, maybe they're not following sattvic, achar, anything, but they come and do some seva. They may be following, may not be, but that seva is also a karma yoga. But if they also do the sadachar and they do the bhakti part, then they'll develop a higher taste for it. Then they'll be able to give up their bad habits, to change themselves. So within bhakti is also this karma that we work, but we, along with that, we are chanting the names of God, we are doing the seva, reading Gita. If you are doing side by side the spiritual sevas, along with our physical seva, then it's bhakti yoga. And if you're just offering that some donation or some karma, some work for Krishna, then it's karma yoga. Krishna also says in 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita that by working for me, one can eventually achieve me. Someone told me today that they come every time to the temple on Sunday and they wash all the pots and they clean the floor after the feast. So it says that if you clean the floor of the temple, you clean the temple, you're also cleaning your heart. Kshetra Darpana Marjanam, you're cleaning your consciousness. So by doing the Karma Yoga, they'll also come to the purified platform. But maybe longer than if they do the bhakti with it, it'll be faster. Thank you. Yes, what's your decision now?
Hare Krishna.